One of my students asked me the following question. She started reading 2 pages of a sefer before going to sleep for 3 days straight. She didn't have in mind that she was going to do this forever. She just started learning a sefer 2 pages a night for 3 days straight. Does she have to continue to learn every single night 2 pages from the sefer unless she does a Hataras Nedarim? So the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, explains that if you do something that, or let's say you, something which is mutter, dvarim hamutarim, something which is mutter, and achirim nagu bohem iser, and then individuals decide that they want to make a fence around themselves and they want to forbid that which is permitted to them. So for this, the Gemara says that iyat tarashi latirim bifnehem. You can't simply tell them that it's okay, that they don't have to do this anymore. If someone typically engages in a practice, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman in Yoredei Siman Reish Yud Dal Seif Aleph gives a few examples, like someone who decides to fast before Rosh Hashanah, or fast between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, or someone decides not to eat meat or drink wine from the 17th of Tammuz. And then he decides to change this practice. He doesn't want to engage in these restrictions anymore. You can't simply tell him it's okay, but you need Hataras Nedarim. You need 3 people to annul the vow. If indeed, when he began this practice, his intent was to continue this practice forever, and even if he engaged in this practice just once, then you require Hataras Nedarim. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to engage in certain ascetic practices, such as not eating meat or drinking wine, you should do so, or you should say before you start this practice that you're doing this bli neder, and your intent is not to do this forever. So of course, this refers to the negative, where you restrict yourself from certain behavior. What about taking upon yourself certain behavior? So the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Lamed Ches Seif Beis, writes that if you have a chok kavua, lumot kach v'kach liyom, let's say you have a fixed amount that you study every day, and hayotar biyom v'lo yishlimo, and you were busy one day, you didn't complete it, yashlimeinu b'layal miyad, you have to complete it at night immediately. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey writes that Veheve Neder, this is like a Neder. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you were Noheg to do a Davar Tov, a good matter, a proper practice, and if your intent was to engage in this practice La'olam forever, then that is considered a Neder, and you should make a condition initially that you. Unless you're certain you want to do this forever, but it's best to, when engaging in a practice, that you, in a hanhaga tova, in a good practice, that you're not doing this b'toras neder, that you're not doing this like a vow where you're committing yourself to do this, because maybe at some point you might not be able to do this. So it seems that, at least from the Shulchan Aruch and this Mishnah Berurah, that both in Yoredei and Aruch Chaim, that you only are committed to doing something if you make a promise that I'm going to engage in this practice, or if you have in mind that when you engage in a practice that you're going to engage in it forever, or you're going to try to engage in it forever. But it would seem from this, the sources that we read, that if you simply start in doing something, a good practice, without any intent one way or the other, then it's fine. You haven't made a neder. That being said, we know that when we do Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we are matir nedarim. We annul vows, including Eizah Hanhaga Tova, or Eizah Dover Tov Shenahakti Shalosh Pamim V'lo Yisnei Bli Neder. That we're annulling vows for good practices that one engaged in for 3 times without saying that I'm doing this bli neder. So it would seem to indicate from at least what we do when we do our Torah Sedarim that there might be binding when we engage in a good practice three times without saying bli neder. Indeed, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Samech Zayin Seif Zayin that if you were noheg, if you engage in a practice shalosh pamim for three times, af bishlo hoya bedato linhog kel olam, even though it wasn't your intent to engage in this practice forever, v'lo hisna shehei bli neder, but you didn't make a condition before you engage in this practice that it's bli neder, then you would need hataras nedarim. So it would seem from at least it's arguable that according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you take out a sefer before you go to sleep for three nights in a row and you study two pages from this sefer, and if you did not explicitly say or think that I'm doing this bli neder, I'm not making this a practice that I want to continue forever, unless you specifically made a condition that you're not doing this, and the default is, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you just engage in this practice, that in order to stop this practice, you would have to make Atar Sadara. That being said, the Piskei Tshuvos in Simon Kuf Nun Hei, he writes in footnote 49, he cites the Sefer Nishmas Avram, who says in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if indeed when you said Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur, you had in mind that when you're doing the Kol Nidre, that you are annulling anything that you might do in the future without saying Bli Neder, any practices, then if you had that in mind for Kol Nidre, then that would be covered and you wouldn't have to do Atar Sedarim. Final question, though, is, so if indeed, if you engage in a good practice, so what does that mean if you engage in a good practice? You read a Sefer before you go to sleep for three nights in a row. So that's called, you do it for three nights in a row, that's a Hanaga Tova, and if you want to stop that, you have to do a Taras Adarim. What's defined as a good practice? Let's say you exercise for 3 days in a row, or you eat spinach for 3 days in a row. There's a mitzvah to be healthy. So are you bound now to eat spinach every single day? And if you don't want to do that, then you would have to do a Taras Adarim if you exercise three nights in a row. So if you want to stop exercising, you have to do a Taras Adarim. So I asked this question to Rabbi Willig, and he thought that based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chav Vavam and Beis, where there the Gemara talks about the pasuk of Kol Nediv Lev, that this notion of Hanhagat Tova applies to Kol Nediv Lev, and Kol Nediv Lev refers to spiritual donations like Truma for the Mishkan, Kadshim. It seems to indicate that this would only work for something spiritual, like learning Torah, for example, doing Daf Yomi, learning Svarim. So perhaps one, it's arguable that if you just learn a Sefer before you go to sleep for three nights in a row, then if you want to stop, it seems best to do the Atar Sedarim. But eating spinach three nights in a row or exercising three nights in a row would not constitute a Hanhaga Tova for these purposes that would necessitate a Hataras Adarim if you want to stop engaging in those practices.